11th parak of Oilers, third mission is Gus Ave, some thick piece of clothing. Kupa Sa'ava is some board, which is a big, thick chunk of wood. Ein Mavima Satuma. Even though the thing itself is thick, we don't look at it as the top part of it being an oil over the bottom part of it. But if it's a tefach above the ground, then what's underneath it is underneath this type of oil, and it's maybe the tumah underneath it. Kipulam zu al gavizu. If you have folded clothing one on top of the other, it's enough that the top one is a tefach above the ground, even though there's other folded pieces of material underneath it. That's considered the ear space underneath it, which will the tumah underneath it will spread underneath the entire area. So if you have, let's say, something which is an amah by amah, which is comprised of 100 layers, so when you get to a layer of a tefach, which let's say is the 20th layer, anything underneath that's going to become, if there's tumah underneath any part of it, it'll be tumah, the tumah will spread under the entire amah al amah. Or you know, odom shom, there's a person laying on the ground, is shama yomim einam evesa tumah, we look at him as a solid piece, so male if there's tumah underneath it, it just goes straight through him to the ceiling. We look at the person as being a hollow cavity. His innards are considered hollow. And said, "Elyon mevis atumah." And memela, if the tumah goes into his body, the innards of his body spread it around his whole self, and everything underneath any part of his body will be tumah.